Today's daf is Yevamos daf Kuf Tes Vav. We are at the beginning. We just started yesterday the 15th parak here in Maseches Yevamos as we get into the home stretch, the last week here of Yevamos, the last two prakim, the 15th and the 16th parak, getting back to the sugyas of Eidus Isha, which we discussed in the 10th parak. 10th, 15th, and 16th are the main sugyas of Eidus Isha. So yesterday we started talking about a case where a woman and her husband go out to Medina Sayyam, and the woman comes back and says, my husband died, or something, my husband was killed, right? Something occurred to my husband, and therefore I could get remarried. So if, says the Mishnah, if there is no reason that we have to assume that she might have estimated instead of knowing for sure, that we could trust her. If her and her husband got along, if there was shalom in the world, so then we say, it must be she's telling the truth, right? Relating to, obviously, what we discussed at the beginning of the 10th parak, Adaf Peches, what is the reason, what are the svaras for allowing her and believing her? A woman is usually psula la'edus, a woman is usually in eid echad at most. So what is the reason? So if you remember, the Gemara on Peches had said, "Mitochomer shechmarta aleha basofa hekalta aleha b'tchilasa." Because there are so many stringent laws, basof, if it ends up that her husband is still alive, then she loses the ksuba and the blows and all the halachas that we learned in the Mishnah in the beginning of Ha'isha Rabbah on Pei Zayin Mabez, because of all of those chumras. So that is why we're makel, it goes together. Or what allows us to be makel at the beginning is the chumras that we put upon her at the end. Connected with, that was the maskana of the Gemara there, about why we would believe, not general eid echad, but we said the other factors also that play a role, daika umintzava and milsa da avidi legluye. Both of those principles exist, and the Rishonim figure out exactly how they play with each other. Again, daika umintzava, that she checks out very well because she doesn't want to mess up, and milsa da avidi legluye, well, she, sure, and also other Edom won't make up a story because it's something that will become clear eventually. So all of those factors play in, along with her cheskas eishes ish, which, remember, this is all of this eidus is a very serious eidus because it's being oker a cheskas iser. Well, we also said that in the beginning of the 10th parak. This is not stam in eid echad that's telling us something, but it's an eid echad that is uprooting her status of eishes ish, so you need something strong. So that's what the Mishnah is getting back here to discuss. In what situations do we believe her? In what situations do we not believe her? So again, the Mishnah said, if everything is calm, then we will believe her. If either of the factors are somewhat not allowing us to believe her, meaning there's war in the world, and therefore there's war in the world, maybe her husband was shot, maybe her husband was on his way to dying, but she did not vaday see it. That's why there's more of a chash that she's going to make up a story, maybe not on purpose, but she'll make assumptions that we are not allowed to make in this case, when there is milchama, or when she has ktata with her husband, and also she's not interested in getting married to her. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Tana, shalom beino levina, mishum de gaboy lemisti ktata beino levina. Really, Tosis points out, explaining the Gemara, we can assume, unless we know otherwise, we can assume there's shalom in the world. Unless you know otherwise. So why does it have to say shalom in the Reisha? Because of the Seifa. Because of the ketata beino levina. I'm sorry, that's between them. We could assume that within a couple there's shalom, unless we know otherwise. Tana shalom ba'olam, yishav t'gabayla misti milchama ba'olam. Same thing, that the seifa is dafka, and the resha is lav dafka. Right, the halacha is, if we know that there is ketata, we know if there is milchama, that's a problem. If we don't know anything, then we could assume that there is shalom either in the world or between them. Amar Rava, my taima de milchama, why wouldn't we believe her b'shas milchama, mishum de amra b'didami, because she makes assumptions, domet. Right, it appears to her, but it's lav dafka. Rashi b'dedami me omer liba. She estimates with her heart. V'af agav delo chazise demis. Even though she did not see him, that he has died. Kid depreciates, like I explained up above. De savra salka daita b'chalhani de iktol hu palit, as we'll see in the Gemara. But that's b'dedami. Right, she's going to make assumptions that are is not Edus Bevadai. Says back in the Gemara, Sal Kedaita, the Bechol Hani, the Ikta, who Palit? She saw all these soldiers killed. So my little husband is going to be saved? Can't be. The whole pluga, the whole group was killed. So obviously my husband was also killed, even though she didn't see the husband being killed, and therefore we're not allowed to trust her b'shas melchama. Not because she's going to make up a story on purpose, but because we have to assume that she's going to make assumptions, even b'shogig. Says the Gemara, Imtim Salomar, Kima de Shalom Beino Leveino, Natra Adachazia. And if you want to say, well, if they loved each other, maybe even b'shas melchama, we should believe, because she's not going to say anything until she actually sees that he's dead, says the Gemara. Not true. Zimnim demachule begiro baromcha. Maybe he'll be hit with an arrow or with a spear. Rachmana litzlan. He'll be on his way and it'll be a goses. Visavra vaday mis. And she'll think that he's dead. Viika de'avad samtari v'chaya. And sometimes somebody can put on samtari. Rashi says tachboshet. There'll be some type of bandage, some type of medicine. He'll be miraculously saved. So therefore, even though she saw him as a goses, but we don't assume that, that we don't allow her to testify, we don't believe her in this case, because maybe they lived. Maybe they lived. This week's parsha relating to, once it's here, we mentioned this before, there is a brisa at the beginning of Maseches Smachos. Maseches Smachos is all about Hilchas Avelus, in the end of Nezikin, one of the Maseches Ketanos. So there's a brisa stuck in the middle of before Maseches Smachos. And Mefarshim are bothered, what is this brisa doing there in the beginning of Maseches Machos? The Brisa tells us that there's a stira in the Psukim. There's a stira in the Psukim when HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually performed Makas Bechoros. Because some of the one pasuk says that he performed Makas Bechoros Bachatzos. Right at the beginning of Brachas, Bachatzos, Kachatzos, but either way, it was at Chatzos. And another one of the Brises says that they left Baboker. So was it Bachatzos or was it Baboker? Viksiv, Kili Ko Bachar, Biyoma Kosi Ko Bachar. Right? So was Makas Bacharos by night, or was it by day? So Amar Reb Yochanan, Afal Pi Shehika Osam Makas Maves, Mechatzi Alayla, even though he smote them, Hashem smote them at Chatzos, Haisa Nafsha Mifarperes Bahem. Their Nefesh was still there. I mean, they didn't die right away for the next 6 hours. Adaboker, until the morning. I mean, just like an argamara. Maybe there was goseis, but you don't die right away. And if I wasn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing Makas Bechoros, maybe they could have gotten some type of refuah. But they didn't. Mashal hedyot omer, nasata pas lenar hodas imo. Okay, the mashal, like the Gemara in Beitza says, that if you do something, you want to let everybody know. So Hashem wanted everybody to see what was going on, so therefore, he let them live till the morning. Ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu, omer, odia lebanai hamisa, I want them to be able to see. Okay, beautiful medrash. What's the point of this medrash, of this brisa, and what's it doing here? Right? Maseches Machos, the first halacha, Perek Rishon, Hagoseis, Harayuka Chai Lechol Davar La'ola, V'chulu V'chulu. And what's the first halacha there? By the way, I just noticed it now. V'zokek Le'ibum. Ooh, V'zokek Le'ibum, right? The halacha for Yavamas. U'poter Min Ayibum, U'machil B'truma. Goes through all of the halachas. So what is this brisa doing there? Says the Nachlas Yaakov in the bottom, he says, if you look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where Sanhedrin talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he did Makas Bechoros, there was a certain, even before, that's what Tosas brings in, but there was a certain apikoros, certain min that asked Rabbi Meir, if your God is, your God is a Kohen, so to speak, the Yichuli Truma. So if he's a Kohen, ask the Min to, I think it's Rabbi Yavo. The Gemara says in, I'll read the Gemara, because I have the Gemara here. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Lamites, if your God is a Kohen, so how is he Mitami himself when he went to bury Moshe Rabbeinu? Right, that's the question that was asked. When he buried Moshe, he asked the second question. Tosafot asked the first question. So what, how was he mitar himself? What mikvah did he go to? And if you want to say water, there's not enough water in the world. So the answer is, he went with fire. Okay, can he be told with fire? Yes. Okay, that's the Gemara. Ask Tosafot, so why didn't he ask him, how could he be mitami himself in the first place? Right, if he's a Kohen. So answers Tosafot, banim lamakom. Bottom Mamakom is his primary relative. So that's why he's allowed to be Matami himself. So ask the Nachas Bikurim now on the bottom of the Tosefta, So how is he matami himself with the Egyptians? He killed them. Right? He killed them. Bechvodo v'yatzmo. Anivelo malach, anivelo saraf. So they're not banim lamakom. So he says, that's the Brisa. The Brisa is saying, because they didn't die right away. He smote them, but then he wasn't kaviyachol, touching them, until 6 hours later. And that's the first halacha in Maseches Machas. That's the connection. Hagoses, how are you kachayel l'chol davar? A goses is a live person. Until the person dies, he's rov goses in lamisa. That's true. But at the moment of being a goses, right, that a person right before one dies, so then that is considered a chai, and that's why that answers the question why the min didn't ask Rabbi Avohu that shaila. Okay, that all has to do with our Gemara in the sixth parsha, relating to the fact that if somebody is a goses, so they're still alive, and therefore her testimony about his being a goses, her husband, is not enough. And that's what we say, bit the dummy, she might have just jumped and said, not only was he a goses, but he died, and that we don't believe. Okay, first wide line in the middle. Sava Rava Lameimar. So now we spoke about Melchama. What about other difficult, challenging situations? Sava Rava Lameimar. Ravon Enoch Melchama. Originally, Rava thought if there is starvation going on, Ravon, there's a famine. Enoch Melchama. That's not like Melchama. Meaning, you don't have to be worried that she's gonna say something without knowing for sure. She's gonna wait until he's finally dead. She won't say by estimation. And Hadar Amar Rava, then Rava says, no. Rava on Hareyo Kim Melchama. Rava changed his mind, it is like Melchama. Why did he change his mind? From the following story. Tiahida says Lakami to Rava. A woman once came in front of Rava. Amrale, Bali Mesparav. My husband Rachman al-Islan died. He died from starvation. Amar La, Shapra Rava, Shezav Tanafshach. So Rava, trying to lead her in to find out if she really saw, kind of set her up. And Rava says, Baruch Hashem, you did a great thing by leaving and being able to get away and save yourself. Tzalka Daitach, because Rava continued and says to her, Tzalka Daitach, do you really think, with the little flower that he had left, you think he would live? You know, that's not going to save him. That's what Rava said. So Rava wanted to see if she agreed, or she's going to say, no, I saw him dead. So what does she say? She agrees. Amr lei, mar na miyada, yeah, Rava, you know. T'chiyah gavna lo chaye. Yep, that's exactly my point. I ran because I knew there was no chance that he was going to live in this situation. So Rava says, gotcha. Hada amarap, not gotcha in a good way, but gotcha that I realize that you were not saying vadai. Hada amarava, Rava gariya mi milchama. Rava realized that not only is it like milchama, because Rava realized from the story, but it's even worse. It's even less ne'emanus we should give her. Why? The ilu milchama, at least in milchama, ki amra meis bali bimilchama, hu delo mehemna. If a woman says that my husband was killed at war, we wouldn't believe her. Ha meis al mitaso mehemna. But what if during the war, he comes back home and the wife says that, you know, all the pressure, he had a heart attack during the night in his bed. That we would believe. We would believe her. Bishas milchama is only if she says bimilchama. He died. But if it's Bishas Melchama, but she says Meis Al Mitaso, then we would believe her. Ve'ilu Gabe Ravon, and by starvation, we wouldn't believe her even there too. Because even if she says, he died next to me, we wouldn't believe her until she gives some details. Ad Da'amra Meis Vikavartiv. Right, until she says actually that she acted, I ripped Kriya, I buried him, I did something, because otherwise we would not believe that she actually saw. Period. Mapoles, Ebenezer. Mapoles, Harehu kill milchama, da'amra bididami. Mapoles, the building falls down, there's a building collapse. So also, Harehu kill milchama, we say that's like milchama, da'amra bididami, because we assume that she might have said something without actually seeing her husband deceased. Shiluach nechashim v'akrabim. If there's a plague, Shiluach nechashim v'akrabim, Harehu kill milchama. Right, that is also like Melchama, because, you don't know, people are dying, people are getting bitten, but the Amr Bididami, she is says, Bididami. The Nosei Kehilah in Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Siman Yud Zayin. By the way, Siman Yud Zayin in Shulchan Aruch is a very long Siman, all the halachas related to Edus Isha. Right, we mentioned that, like a couple weeks ago, like Chalitza has this one Siman, Kuf Samach Tes, and all the way at the end, so towards the beginning, in Siman Yud Zayin, that is all the halachas of the 10th, 4th, 15th, and 16th Perek, here, all the case of Edus Isha, all the Shulchan Aruch, that Rachman al-Aslan had to be looked in by 9/11 and all the cases that had to be figured out, it was all Simon Yuzayin. That's where the whole basis of all of these halachas are. So there, they quote, this halacha is quoted, all these halachas are quoted. Just read you this one. Ha'isha Sha'amra, Meis Bali, this is Simon Yuzayin, Sif Nun Aleph. Ha'isha Sha'amra, Meis Bali, Tachas Amapolis. My husband died, the building collapsed. What's the halacha? Einan Amenis. She's not believed. Building collapse. Chaman al-Etzlan. Right? So it says the Chain, right? And the Beis Shmuel adds in, Nira de Bekiya Gavna Islanami Migo. Even if she has a Migo, the boy Amra Meistam. She could have just said he died. We'll get to that Bezrab soon, Migo. But still, she's not believed. V'imamra Kavartiv, but if she says he died and I buried him, so then, it's a little more reason to believe. But back to the Shulchan Aruch. V'cheinim haya shiluach nechashim v'akrabim. Like the language of the Gemara, there was a shiluach. What does that mean? The Beis Shmuel explains there was a ton. Not just one snake going around. There was a lot. Shiluach nechashim v'akrabim. V'yamra nishacho nechashu akra v'meis eino ne'emenes. Shemetismok t'ay tal rov anashim shemesu kach b'neshicha. Right, and therefore, it's not enough. V'lachein adds the Ramah. Dinam kimalchama. V'tzricha shetomar meis al mitaso. O shetomar kavartiv. Right, you have to have something more palpable that she says, this is what I did. Right, something that makes it clear that she wasn't just estimating that this occurred, but she actually did something based on that. Okay, so let's continue. Other cases. Says the, so we said that's Ravon. So Ravon ended up being worse. Mapoles is like Milchama. Shiloh Rachajim Akrabim is Kimilchama. Second to last line. Third to last line. Dever. Another plague. Amrila Hariyuka Milchama. Vamrila Enoch Milchama. Amrila Hariyuka Milchama. Some say a plague is like Milchama. Meaning we would not believe her. Dami but the dummy. Because maybe she'll say, oh, so many people died, so he must have died also. The Amri La, Eino Kimilcham, and others say not, Disamchi ad the Amri Inshi, because she relies on the saying, what people say, Shev Shan and Havi Mosa, there could be a plague for 7 years, the Inish, below Shani Lo Azel, but nobody's gonna die before their time, before their years. Meaning, that's a reason to say, she might think, no, my husband, if she's supposed to live longer, his mazel, he'll live longer. So, says the Gemara, we're not sure exactly which way to say it. 2 points. Number one, the Aruch Haner points out that this svara is quoted in two places in Shas. You see on the side, Sanhedrin Daf Chavtes. So, the difference is, though, interestingly, here this svara is quoted as a reason that she would tell the truth. Right? 7 years, he's not going to die before his time, and therefore, I know Vadai that he's still alive. If you look in Sanhedrin, it's a reason to assume that maybe they're lying. Right, there was the Gemara there is the context of Drisha v'Chakira. Right, what do we ask the witnesses? So there, the Gemara quotes Rav Ashi, Yachli Lameimar Shev Shani Avimos of Inish Shani Lo Shachiv. Right, the Gemara quotes it in the context, without reading the whole Gemara, a reason that we have to be choshed that I might be lying. So it's the same line, but it's used in opposite ways. This line of Shem Shani Havi Misna, the Rambam says, even if it's going against logic, right? Even if it's something, right? There's a plague. Everybody's dying. But says the Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, Hilchas Gerushin, Perek Yud Gimel, he says, Hayadever ba'olam, ubav armor meis ba'ali, ne'emenes. The Rambam paskins, it's not like Melchama. Paskins like this line of Sheva Shonin. Why? Shadavar pashut b'fi kol adam. Shebishnas hadever, zechai, v'zemes. There's no rhyme or reason. Says the Rambam, when it comes times for plagues, the efsher sheya musu bedever ne'arim chazakim v'yinatzlu azakenim acholim. It's possible that the young, robust, strong young men died, and the older, frail old men lived, and therefore you never know by dever ulefize in choshesim lashem esam chadaita rova mesim. And therefore, if she says he died, we trust her. Right, that is the Rambam's formulation of this line of Shevashan Havi Misna. Right, a person is not going to die before their time. There is, we quoted this in the past, a very challenging idea found in the Rishonim already, but fleshed out in the Achronim, not such a common idea, but that is this idea of a person doesn't die before their time. We believe that, yes. But we also have to explain the pasuk by Yosef HaTzadik, where the brothers say, well, we're not going to kill him, let's throw him into the pit with snakes and scorpions. So what were they doing there? snakes and scorpions, we're going to get to. If you see, if a person falls into a pit of snakes and scorpions, you can testify that his wife can get remarried because he vade died. So they were killing him. Says the Arachayim HaKadosh, there in Vayeshev, we've quoted this before, very difficult Arachayim HaKadosh, but he's giving pshat of the pasuk. He says, Pirish, what does it mean, Vayatzileo miyadam, if they threw him into the pit? Pirish, Lefisha ha'adam baal bechira, v'ratzon, v'yachol laharog, mi shalonis chayiv misa. Person has bechira chafshis, and he could use his bechira to do something, and even, Rachman al-Islan, to kill somebody, Mishalonis chayiv misa. Masha enkin chayos ra'os. Lo yifku uba adam im lo yischayiv misa lashamayim. Animals don't have bechira. And therefore they would only take care of a person if it's that person's time. Vahu amro vayatzileo miyadam. Pirish miyad habechiri. Ubazes sasar omro b'chulu. And it continues. That's the Arachayim HaKadosh. There is this idea. And it's not just in the Achronim. The Ralbag writes it. Where's the Ralbag? Ralbag writes it in the end of Shmuel Aleph. The story is there. If you remember the whole second half of Shmuel Aleph, Shaul is trying to kill David. He's chasing him. And then at one point in Perach Chavav, David has the chance to kill Shaul. And his officers tell him, Abishai says, let me kill him. He's trying to kill you. It's Rodev. Self-defense. You have a chance now. Let me try. By Yomer David el Abishai, Perach Chavav Pasuk Tes. Al tashchi seyu. Don't touch him. Don't touch him. Ki mi shalach yado b'mashiach Hashem v'nika. Who could send their hand to the anointed one of God and be clean? And then he says the crucial line. Vayomer David, chai Hashem. I swear. Ki im Hashem yigafenu. O yomo yavova meis. O bel milchama yered v'nispa. I'm not touching him. His day will come when God will take care of him. Either he will die, or in Milchama he will die. Says the Ralbag this exact point. If I kill him, that's no rye, that is Chayiv Misa. Kodesh Baruch Hu will kill him in a certain way, so then that will prove that it is his time. He says, Yitachein, bivo b'makam asakana sheyamus b'lawito. If somebody's not supposed to die, but if they walk in front of a car, so that's it. They're not, that's their Bechira Chavshis. Farv Zachru Azeh ba'alei chachmas b'shpatei ha'kochavim. B'chul, he continues. Well, Maisa L'Maisa, Hashkafically we say that Kadosh Baruch Hu was in charge of everything. But there is this idea that's found in the Mefarshim in terms of a person being involved versus direct on Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Vayter, Ibai Lahu. Let's get you to the last line. Hechziki b'lchama ba'olam bahu. What happens, we just said, if there's Melcham in the world that she's not believed. What if she's the one that told us there's Melcham in the world? Hechzika he Milchama ba'olam. We have no idea. We think there's shalom in the world. And she says, you know what's going on in that country? There's a war going on. But my husband died. So this is kind of like a case of Pesha Asar who Pesha Yitir. She's the one that caused the problems. She didn't have to say anything. Right? She told us, I was married, but now I'm divorced. So we'd believe her, because we would have thought she's single. So Pesha Asar who Pesha Yitir. So here too, she's the one that brought Milchama to the table. So is she believed? Mi amrinan malo l'shaker. Do we say malo l'shaker? Meaning she could have lied better. Di bay amr shalom ba'olam. She could have said shalom, and she didn't, so we should believe her. O dilma, always say no. Kivan de'echzika. Once she says that there's war, then amr b'didami. V'loasi mali l'shaker mareches kase. We don't, the migu doesn't undermine that presumption that she could have said b'didami. Meaning, the Mefarshim explain, usually there's something called a migu. A migu is however you understand migu in the Achronim. Is it really, well, obviously she could have lied more, and because she could have lied more, so we give her the, we believe her, or there's a more lumdish way of saying it, what's called kolach hataina. That means, once there's a migu, so this, you get the power of saying the other claim. However it is, however you understand migu, but here the Gemara is saying, maybe you shouldn't apply it, because we're not talking about a woman who's going to do something on purpose. The whole thing is bishogeg. Where once she says milchama, and let's say we believe her. So if we believe her, so then b'didami is a chash. So that's the question here. So would we say migu in this circumstance, right? That's what the Tosfos discusses on the Amud Beis right here. The bottom line, he says, how can you really say this is a regular case of migu? The first sad. You can't say migu, because the whole chash is that she's going to lie. So Tosfos answers, v'yom marie. But Kivan did daika kule hai shechzika milchama ba'olam ba'omeres ki milchama hi bevadai lo amr b'didami umitayim adamigo. Says Tosas, you're right, we're worried about Bita Dami. But still, once she was so medactic in her facts, and she we don't know that there's a war, and she says that, so Mistama, she's a Neman person. And that's why we would believe her. Either way, that's the Shaila of Migu here. Says the Umara Tashma. Let's try to answer up. Says the Brisa. Ishinu aleinu bayis, ishinu aleinu ma'ara. There was a smoke. There was a fire on our house and in the cave. Who meis vanini salti? Einu nemenis. Right? If she's in the house, she's not believed. So therefore you see, even though she has a migu, she's the one that told us about the situation, we still don't believe her. So, says the Gemara, no, shiny awesome, there's different. To all my law. Because we can say, just like you were miraculously saved, so he was miraculously saved. And what? But where is he then? Right? What, where is he? So the answer is, maybe something happened, then he got burned, as we'll see in a second, then he's embarrassed, what he looks like now. Whatever, he might have ran away. But just like she was saved, he might have been saved also. Tashma, Nafla Aleinu, we'll get back to the fire case soon. Let's just do a little more. Nafla Aleinu Avdei Kochavim. Nafla Aleinu Listim. We were attacked by pirates. Who meis v'nitzalti? He died and I was saved. Ne'emenis, there she is believed. So this is the opposite. She brings up the case of the details and she's believed. So we should say she's believed in our case too. Of Milchama. Hasam Kidder of Edi. Nope. Not there, she's only believed because of Rev Edi. Dam Rev Edi, Isha Klezaina Aleha. A woman has her weapons on her. What does that mean? Usually, by the case of the fire or the war, we assume that she's going to run out before the story is finished. Why? Because she's nervous. She's starving. She's nervous about the fire. So she's going to run out. So we assume that maybe she's had a bit of dummy. But here, by the pirate, says Rev Edi, a woman always has a way out of saving her life by being Mizana. Right? And that's what we say, that maybe she'll seduce him and in that way save her life. So a woman's not scared of running away before she finally sees her husband dead. So that's why she's believed in that case of the Ovdei Kochavim or the Listim. Mashenkin Mochama, she would be scared and therefore she would have to leave. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah writes that people have more rachmanis on a woman, that's what it means, klezaina. But Rashi there in Avodah Zarah says that it has to do with her ability to seduce and in that way save her life. Good. Hahu gavra debishili hilula itzli nura beganani. There was a man, or at the end of the wedding, right, there was a big fire. Amra luhu debisu. Chazu gavrai. And the woman runs out of the burning fire, just, look, my husband, Ived, my husband. Asu chazu, they came. Chazu gavra charucha deshadi. They saw a charred, corpse. Rachman al-Islam, they couldn't identify whether it was the husband or not. Upasta diyada deshadia, and they saw Rachman al-Islam, a hand, also, that was lying there. And they didn't know, was this the husband, was this not the husband? So Rav Chiya bar Avin lemeimar, hainu ishinu aleinu bayis, ishinu aleinu ma'ara. So Rav Chiya bar Avin thought to say, we should not believe her, because maybe this is a different person, right? And just like we said before, she's not believed, because maybe an ace happened to you, it's happened to him also, so do here. Amarava, mi dummy. One second, you can't compare the cases. Hasam lo ka'amra, chazu gavroi. Number one, over there, she wasn't screaming, look, my husband's right there. Va'od gavre charucha deshadi, upasa diyada deshadia. And here, you have a corpse, you have a body. So that's why there's a big difference. For Rav Chiya bar Avin, why didn't he accept that? Gavra charucha deshadia ima ina shachrina atzalat zule. Maybe there was someone else that came to save v'achalte nura, and he was killed. Maybe this is one of the firefighters. And upasa diyada deshadia, same thing. Nura itzle, maybe this is his hand is from somebody else, but his hand or something, fire, not hand, but maybe fire like burned him. V'isile b'muma, now he's a balmum. Umachmas kisufa azavarak la'alma, and he ran away because he's embarrassed about what he looks like. And therefore, even though there is strong evidence, it is not good enough. If you look in the language, the Gilyonei HaShas here quotes the language of the Ma'arivayo. He says, Afagav de muchacha mil satuva, de laven ish achrinu, even though there's nobody else around. Vahavi kamo miut umiuta de miuta. Vahavi kamo vadai vesafek vesfek sveka. He says, even though there's such a tiny, tiny chance, afilu hachi machmarino, when it comes to Eidos Isha, we're machmir. V'lo sharidan nehi itza, v'atam, d'lo sharidan shum isha, elam kin she'idu edem sheru'u, v'adai meis, b'li gimgum u'pikpok. Unless somebody, we could trust lower witnesses. We could trust 1-8, we could trust Aid BPA, we could trust Akum, we could trust Isha. But they have to say, we v'adai saw that he died. Right? If we know the story and it's not vaday, then that's not going to be good enough. Edus Isha allows us to accept lower edim, but not lower testimony. Right? The content of the edus still has to be a high-level content. It's just the people involved, that's where we have the flexibility. Once we're talking about fires and people, so mention the Pnei Yoshua. We haven't had a Pnei Yoshua in many days. So Baruch Hashem, we're going to get back to the Pnei Yoshua Maseches Ksubis in a big way. But the Pnei Yoshua is Hakdama. Many know the story in Hakdama to the Pnei Yoshua. He writes why we have the Sefer Pnei Yoshua. He writes there was a big fire in his house, and he was there in the fire. He lost some family members. He says it was Gimel Kislev, Tavkuf Sama Gimel, 1803. There was a big fire in here in Lvov. I was giving shir. Upeta pito maita meir lagal hafucha kamo rega lochalo b'yadayim kol zavalo shamanu kim kol avara yatzal lachalik umare eishak dola mislakachas asher olav armano seinu b'chaloneinu. Quoting different psukim, upetoch chalom rachman letzlan. He lost his wife. He lost his mother. His mother's father. Right, all these terrible story. I was lying there. Ubasi ba'amke mitzula ba'aretz atachdus mamish kibetoch kivsh machvesh midav kovin masa galig galim it's on me under the koros. And he says v'din arba misos lo batlu mimeni. Sof davar kfar yatsatzi michlal vade sakaret tafar leisavik. I'm lying there, and I see I'm not killed yet. I'm not dead. I'm still alive, but I'm under these burning logs. And I say to myself, why aren't I dead yet? Az amarti, o deni betocha gal, im yie elohim bia di imadi, if Hashem is with me, v'hotseisani min amakam hazeh l'shalom, v'yivne li bayis ne'emon, laharboz gvuli betalmidim, if Hashem keeps me alive and I'm able to set up shop again and start giving shir, lo imana atzmi mikosei beis ha-medrish v'lishkod al dalsei ha'iyun, besugis ha-shasu poskim, v'lolon ba'omke shal halacha, I'll dedicate my life to studying Torah, and I'll dedicate my life to continue what my grandfather did. My grandfather, the Megine Shlomo, who wrote a little sefer defending Rashi from Tosfos and Kashas, I'm going to finish his work. He says, I'm going to finish the job, and I'm going to write the Pnei Yoshua. And at that very second, he's pulled out of the rubble, and he says, Yadati ne'amana ki mi'ashem ha'yadavar mamish b'makam she'in matzilin. Why don't we have a drush sefer from the Pnei Yoshua? Because of this. Continues. But Baruch Hashem, that's why we have the Pnei Yoshua, because of this case of the fire. Okay, Viter. Next question in the Gemara. Ibai Luhu. Right in the middle. Eidechad bimelchama ma'u. So we just said a woman. The Mishnah said a woman is not believed b'shas melchama. What about in Eidechad? We said in Eidechad has special ne'amanus when it comes to Edus Isha. What about Eidechad bimelchama ma'u? So is he believed? Time of Eidechad mehevin mishum demilzav yidid gluyei. Who lo mishaker? Is it because in milsa davi legluye, and therefore he wouldn't lie? So achanami lo mishaker. See here too, it's a milsa davi legluye. That's the basic svara, and therefore here too he should be believed. O dilma, or do we say no? Taima de eid echad mishum dihigufa daiku mitzva. Or do we say the eid echad at root is based on her, and that is vahacha, and here kiva de zimnin. What's the girsa here? We'll go to the side girsa. Kivan. Lo daiko mitzvah da'am rebbe da'ami. Right, but here, the fact that there's a melchama, if the Eid Echad's testimony is really at root, because she's going to check out properly, but she's not going to check out properly, because she's going to say rebbe da'ami. That's the shayla. So, Ami Rami Bar Chama, and the Rishonim discuss whether this is only, the shayla is only if she says mesu kavartiv, or even if she doesn't say kavartiv. That's the shayla. So, Ami Rami Bar Chama Tashma. Let's try to see whether an Eid Echad would be believed b'shas melchama. Amar Rabbi Akiva, kishe yu'ati l'nardo la'aber hashana. This is from the last daf. Last daf in Yevamis, this is the Mishnah. Kishe yu'ati l'nardo la'aber hashana. When I went down to Nahardo to be ma'aber the shana. Tosis points out, you can't be ma'aber the shana in Chutz La'aretz. Nahardo is in Bavel. It must be Rabbi Akiva, lo'aniyach kamoso b'Eretz Yisrael. If he was the greatest individual, that he's allowed to do it, even in Chutz La'aretz. Right, right. That's what Tosas quotes the Gemara in the end of Brachas. Rabbi Akiva Oniach Kamoso Bechutz Meretz Yisrael. That's why he could do it in Chutzlaret. Then he says, why didn't he just stay in Eretz Yisrael and do it? Tosas discusses. Okay, either way, Rabbi Akiva was the greatest. So he was going down. Matsasi Nechemya Ishbez Dli. I met somebody. Va'amrlin, he said to me, Shamati She'in Masiyin Esa Isha Be'eretz Yisrael Al-Piyed Echad Eler B'Yehuda Ben Baba. I heard that there's only one rabbi that allows a woman to get remarried based on the testimony of one aide. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Baba V'namti Lo Kein Advarim. And Rabbi Akiva says, I answered him, yes, it's true. Amar li amar lahem mishmi. And then he said, Nechemya said to Rabbi Akiva, well, tell them in my name, Atem yodim amadina azu mishubeshes bagayasos. You know this country is full of attacking armies. Kach mekubal nimir begabli al azakin. I have the misora, shemasi na isha al pied echad. I have a misora that you trust one aid. So that's the story. So my Medina Mishubeshes Begayasos. What was that detail telling us? That there's attacking armies all over the place. Lav, isn't it telling us? Avagav de Mizina Zu Mishubeshes Ka, even though there's a war going on, Kach Mukubani Shemasina Pied Echad, Alma Eid Echad Mehemin. Isn't that to tell us that there's Melchama, and it's Melchama, and still Eid Echad is believed? Isn't that what the Chiddush he was telling Rabbi Akiva? So Amar Rava, no. Ihachi Maishna Medina Zu. Rava says, if that's the pshat, then why does he say this Medina? He's just telling the halacha. Ela Marava, no, Haki Gamar, this is what he was telling him. Atem yodim she Medina zu mishabeshes begayasos, velo evsha li, lemishpak in shebesi, umaisi kami rabbanan. I want to be able to tell the rabbis this in Eretz Yisrael, but I can't come. You know, there's just craziness going on in the country, so I can't leave my family now. That's all he's saying. He's explaining why he can't go, not a halachic issue. Kach mekubal nimir begam li'o shemasiyan isha api eid echad. So, no raya from that story. So, let's try again. Tashma ma'isa b'shnei tamidei chachamim. Shahayu bo'anim Abba Yosi ben Simai b'svina. There were two great rabbis that were on a boat. V'tava and Rachman al-Aslan, the boat went down. V'hisi Rebbe nishosei and alpinashim. And the wives survived. And Rebbe allowed the women to get married, based on the women's testimony. I v'hamayim k'melchama damu. One second, and the water in this case is like Melchama. Why, Rashi? To ikalamemer bidadami. They didn't see them drown, actually. So, water in Melchama is dissimilar. Vinashim afilu meya ke'ed echadamu, as we had earlier, back in the 10th parak. And women have the status of an eid echad. Right, they're both psulim, but they both believed in certain cases. Viktani hesi. So you see again here, and it says that Rebbe believed them. So doesn't this prove that Eid Echad is believed? Mishas Melchama, because women are like Eid Echad, and water is like Melchama. So, Raya, says the Gemara, no way. The Tisbra, is that really logical? Mayim She'en Lehem Sofninu. First time we've had this idea. There are two types of categories of men lost at sea. Men lost at sea in a finite amount of water where we could see all the different sides. So we would know if they came out, and the fact that we don't see them means they must have died. Or Mayim She'en Lahem Sof, meaning infinite. It's all the way on the other side of the world. And then in that case, we don't trust the woman because maybe he's on the other side of the world. Mayim She'en Lahem Sof Ishto Asura. So the question is, this whole story, we must be missing something. Because how did Rebbe believe these women? Isn't it a case of Mayim She'en Lahem Sof? Ela Heichidami, what must that case be? Da Amri Askinu Kaman. The women say that they brought up the bodies. They showed us the bodies. The Chazinu La'altar, and we saw the bodies right after they had drowned. So we identify them. That's what the case must be. The Kamri Simanim, and we said Simanim, we identified the bodies of our husbands. De Lava Layo Samchina, Nala Simanim. So we're not really relying on the women, which would mean Eid Echad, right? We're relying on the Simanim. So that's why, again, that story was not a Raya. Tosas points out in V'chazinhu that the reason the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, La'alter, is because if it wasn't immediate, the bodies get bloated. And bodies change, and therefore they wouldn't have been able to, then you'd have to check the DNA, right? And the dental records, not just looking at them. So that's what Tosas says on top. Pierce la'alter, she'alumin amayim, avalim shob, b'mayim harbe, ein lachush, demayim mitzmas samsi. Right? So it has to be immediate. Simanim is usually a concept that we're used to from Eilu Metzius, right? Simanim, give Simanim, there's a Metzia, You have to tell what kind of simanim mufhakim, simanim she'enim mufhakim. There's even a machlokas there, whether simanim are da'oraisa or simanim da'rabanim. Tosfos here says, if you hold simanim da'oraisa, then you understand why simanim would be allow a woman to get remarried. If you say simanim da'rabanan, then why would simanim be enough to allow a woman to get remarried? Tosfos says, that whole machlokas of simanim da'oraisa da'rabanan is only about what's called simanim she'enim mufhakim. Simanim that are not vadai. But simanim of hakim, very unusual simanim that are for sure, then everybody agrees that simanim are daraisa, and that's what you have to say here too. Okay, Rabbi Chanan though asked the bomb kasha that you can't understand this gemara without Rabbi Chanan. Kovet sa'aret simenai and gimel. Ma inyin dine mamanis te'edus isha. He says simanim is a dine mamanis monetary law that tells me I'm allowed to return an item if a person tells me what it looks like. It gives a simanim. What does it have to do with allowing a woman to get remarried? That's a very different context. So how do we connect the two? So says Rabbi Chanan, Kovetz Haaretz, Ayin Gimel Zayin, you have to say that even the Dine Mamanis is not the source of the concept of simanim. That's also an application. Both Dine Mamanis and Eidus Isha are both applications of the root concept called simanim, identifying marks. It's not the source of it. It's not a dini mamonis principle, because then how could you compare? Isur mi mamona lo yafinan. But if you say it's a concept separate, identification in halacha, then you have two different, so it's a parallel to dini mamonis, but it's not learning it from dini mamonis. That's what you have to say. He says, v'hainu, de etzem din iser lo yalfinan mi mamon, aval hacha anudanin im hasimanim mivararin es hamaisa. Giving simanim, does that clear up the what occurred? Bazeh shaper ikel ha-melef. Tkiva de matzina shesomchan al birur shal yidei simanim b'mamon, hu adin deish lusmach aleim b'isser. Right, so it's really not a direct correlation between mamonis and isser. Really, it's simanim to isser and simanim to mamon. So that's what the parallel is. Okay, hahu gavra, second line. Hahu gavra de ifkid shum shemeh. And once we're talking about simanim, so we get a little off track. A man gave some sesame to his friend to watch. Gave him a barrel of sesame seeds. Amar le, and he comes back and says, "Havli shum shemi, could I please have my sesame?" Amar le, shakil tinu. You took him back already. What are you talking about? He says, "No, v'chein v'chein havyin u'bechavita ramyin." No, you see that barrel over there? It's in there, and this is the amount of sesame seeds that were in there. And he gives an exact amount. Amar le, no, didach shakal tinu, vani achrini ninu. No, those are mine. I gave you back yours already. I happen to have that amount also. So, what's the halacha? Savar of chizal lemeimar hainu shnei tamidei chachamim. That's exactly our case. The case of the rabbis on the boat. V'lo amrinan, hanach azlu la'alma vani achrini ninu. Once the women gave simanim, so they're trusted. So to here, we should say, once the guy gave simanim, how much? So we should trust him and give back the sesame. Amalei Rava. Rava said, "One second, me dummy. You can't compare. Ha, some kamri simanim. Over there, they actually said simanim about the bodies. Hacha shumshmi, my simana islu. Here, what simanim did they give? Utek amar kain v'kain havyin. He said, oh, this is the amount. Amar b'chushmana isrami. Maybe it was a good guess. Maybe they just got it right." Right? Tosfos says here, it must be that the guess was like a number that is usually how it's sold in. Right, if it's some unusual, you know, it was 3.26 pounds. Right, if it was that, then you can't say chushbana isrimi. But if it was a number that a lot of people sell that amount in, so then you have to say that you have to be worried chushbana isrimi. Says the Chashukei Chemed, our daily dose. Says the Chashukei Chemed, there was a story. Sheila. Yehudi ba, lagabe beis hakneses. A Jew comes to the gabbai in shul on Motzi Shabbos and says, "Could you please open the stalker box for me?" He says, "Why?" He says, "Well, it was an Erev Shabbos. I came to shul and I realized I had 1,000 shekel in my pocket. 1,000 shekel. And it was Shabbos. I'm like, where am I going to put this? I forgot to take this out before Shabbos. So where am I going to put it? I'm going to put it in a drawer. I don't want it to be taken. So I figured, oh, I'll put it in the stalker box. So I'm going to put it in this, he puts it in the stalker box. The stalker box that was, some stalker boxes are like nailed to the wall. So it doesn't come off. Nobody's going to take it. and I just want it back now. I didn't give tzedakah, I just wanted it back. They open the tzedakah box, and there it is, 1,000 shekel. So, do we say that you can give it back to him? That's the Shiloh. Do we say, simanim? Simanim. Hagabai, the Gabai says, that's true, but I'm also worried I'm standing up for the shul. And I'm not sure if I have to give it back to you. He says, misaparsi pur yafeh, but prove to me that this is your money. Nobody saw, and the Jew's like, nobody was here. How do I prove it? And the Gabai's like, well, hamotzi mechaver alav araya. So you have to prove it. So, they come to Rav Zilberstein, and they say, what do you do? So, there's Gemara Ksubis on Daf Pehei, that talks about a case where somebody died, and there was a pearl in a sheet that in his house, he says it's mine. So the answer is that, well, if the guy whose house it was in isn't rich, so he usually doesn't have pearls, and this person was never in the house before, so other people couldn't have done it, and he couldn't have seen. Based on the Gemara Ksubis, he says there seems to be three conditions in this type of case. Number one, nifkat einu amud sheyelo chefetz yakar kazeh. This is unusual. So, it's unusual to have 1,000 shekel in a tzedakah box. That's not a normal amount that people give to tzedakah. Number two, simanim. So, this is simanim. Gives the amount. Number three, einu ragili hikanes lo bais hanifkat. He's never there, so we don't assume that he was there and saw somebody else do it. So that third one, though, is not sure. This guy could have been in shul and see somebody else with 1,000 shekel in as tzedakah. And then he's like, oh, I made up a slave. So, says Rav Zilberstein, he has 2 out of 3 here. So, or I would say, can't give it back. Or he doesn't have to give it back. But he says, mikol makom, nireh, sha'kol talui bedas harav shel hamakom. The rabbi could decide. V'hu yivchan es advarim. He could know, im tainas ha'toveya niris lo amitis. If the time of the Tovea appears to him true, he could give the money back, even though min adin, he might not have to give it back. Because bizman hazeh, the Shulchan Aruch says, mikom makom l'rava makom yishchus laseis mimos beis haknesa, shakom achnisim al daito. V'hayoseh tov, he says, the better thing to do is, maybe he'll let this guy like, clean out, wash the floor of the shul for a couple of weeks, like a thousand shekel worth of work, and then you give him back the money, so, yeah, at least paying him for it. Either way, that's the issue of simanim. Vayter. Amalei mar kshisha back to the Gemara. Amalei mar kshisha bar Rav Chizkiya Ravashi. Umi chashinan shem apinan. Are we really worried that maybe, you know, this was removed and something else was put in its place? Right, back to the case of the sesame. We assume that maybe it's switched, but it's not. But the Mishnah tells us in Maaser Sheni, matza kli v'kasav alav kuf. If you find a kli which has a kuf on it, and there's money inside, carbon, you assume that's carbon money. Mem, meiser. Dalis, dimua. Right, medume. Like the mixture of truma and chulin. Tes, tevel. Tav, truma. Shebisha, sasakana, hayukosin, tav, tachas, truma. So you see from there that when something appears to be the truth, you don't assume that there was some other item that was put in here instead. So by the sesame, you should assume it's this guy's sesame. So here too, right? Just like you assume here, all these things are true. You can look in the Aruch Laner here. We don't have time to go into it. Why the Mishnah only explains the Truma one and not all the other ones. So he has a creative shot. Not for now. Amalei Ravina Ravashi. But 1 second. The opposite. V'lo chashid on Shem HaPinot. We're not worried that they were removed. Eima Seifa. Look at the next line of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Omer Afilu Matzah Chavis. V'kasav Alea Truma Harei Luchulin. Shani Omer Eshtaket Avi Mali Truma Pino. Last year used it for Truma. And now it's not Truma. So question mark. So you see, according to Rabbi Yossi, you are worried that it was removed. Ella, so what's this machlokas about? Ella tekule alma chayshin Hashem apinon. Really, you're always nervous that this is not the exact same case, same items, and that's why in the sesame case you're worried about that. V'hachabakam iflagi, but this is the machlokas here. Mar savar im isa de pinuhu michbar havi kafar. If you had removed the truma, you would have rubbed off the letter, and the fact that the letter is still on there, we could assume that it's actually true. The idach Amar, and the other one says, no, Amar ishtalu yishtali. Maybe he forgot to rub it off. Inami lepanche shavke, or he left it on for security. Meaning if people see that this is truma or carbon, they won't take it. They won't touch it. And they'll be more nervous about it. So that is why it is left in that, that's why that case is different. Period. Let's just start the next story and then we'll continue. Yitzchak Reish Galusa. That was his name. That wasn't the, he wasn't the Reish Galusa. right? Because we're going to talk in a minute whether we're worried that two people have this name. So Yisrael Reish Galusa Bar Achzei de Rav Bibi, the nephew of Rav Bibi. Havi Ka'azil Mikurtaval Aspamya. He was going from there. Vishachem, and he died there. Shochu Mehasim, we get a message from there. The news, Yisrach Reish Galusa Bar Achzei de Rav Bibi, Havi Ka'azil Mikurtaval Aspamya Vishachem. We read that obituary. We read that so-and-so died. Says the Gemara, Michashin Latre Yisrach Olo. Are we nervous that two people with the same name going from the same place, you know, do we have to be worried about that? Abaya Amar Chashinan, Varava Amar Lo Chashinan. Machlok es Abaya and Rava, and we will have to talk about their svaras in the coming days, right? This is not one of the Yalkagams, so we pass them like Rav in this case, Lo Chashinan, and she would be able to get remarried, the wife, but Hashem will have to talk about this more in the coming days. Okay, we'll stop here.